Al-Ba'ith, the Waker, the Resurrector, the Sender of Prophets. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. How can you reject Allah when you were dead and then He gave you life? Then He will make you die, and then give you life again. Then you will be returned to Him. Everyone alive today, or who has ever lived, is mortal. Everyone will one day die and be buried. But despite this evident truth, the great majority of people think very little about the fact they will one day die and then be resurrected, after being buried in the ground. Indeed, according to the Quran, many people attach little credence to the idea at all. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. They will say, "Are we to be restored to how we were, when we have become perished, worm-eaten bones?" The answer to this question, asked in a state of terrible error, is provided in these words in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. He makes likenesses of us and forgets his own creation, saying, "Who will give life to bones when they are decayed?" Say, "He who made them in the first place will bring them back to life. He has total knowledge of each created thing." Allah is He who creates and builds all people for the first time. He has created everyone who has ever lived with different characteristics, so much so that many features of every individual, right down to his fingertips, are different to those of everyone else. There is no doubt that Allah, who created these for the first time, could have created them in the same way for a second, a third, or countless times, had He so wished. Allah shows us evidence of this in the restoration of life that takes place on earth. Nature experiences a kind of death, beginning every fall. This death lasts right through the winter, but when spring arrives, bright blossoms and green leaves again appear on the dry branches of trees. All of nature returns to life and flourishes. In addition, this restoration to life has been going on uninterruptedly for thousands of years. It is an easy matter for Allah to bring human beings back to life after death. Allah notes the similarity between the resurrection of human beings and that of nature in this verse from the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. So look at the effect of the mercy of Allah, how He brings the dead earth back to life. Truly, He is the one who brings the dead to life. He has power over all things. Another meaning of Allah's title of Al-Ba'ith is He who sends prophets. Allah has sent messengers to warn people and give them glad tidings and call them to the true path. He also revealed books to lead people from the darkness to the light to some of these envoys. There is no doubt that this is a great blessing from Allah. In one verse of the Quran, Allah reveals, "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan." Allah showed great kindness to the believers when He sent a messenger to them from among themselves to recite His signs to them and purify them and teach them the book and wisdom, even though before that they were clearly misguided.